You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Tall buildings versus the big one. Who do you think is going to win? San Francisco recently completed a first-of-its-kind study to figure that out. The study's called the Tall Building Safety Strategy, and it makes 16 key recommendations that could improve the city's readiness for a major earthquake. One group that's into that is SPUR. It's a San Francisco nonprofit that tries to demystify city planning. Recently, it hosted a talk about the new study. KALW's Michael Lockswingen went to see what he could learn.
In San Francisco's financial district, tall buildings tower over you like a supersized Jenga set. Will they be safe during an earthquake? The short answer, yes. But there's a problem. How usable are they going to be afterwards? Apparently not very.
So the first thing to know is, by design, per the building code, buildings are intended to be broken and damaged.
That's David Marr. He's a structural engineer who focuses on seismic and sustainable design.
And under a major earthquake, they're intended to be within an inch of their life and barely avoid collapsing.
That's how the current building code sets it up. Instead of a building collapsing onto you during an earthquake, it basically collapses onto itself in strategic places.
It's analogous to a car crash. So when you have a car crash, automotive engineer does all these things to keep you alive, like your steering wheel collapses and the engine drops and you're in a safety cage, but your car is getting totaled. So your car is sacrificing itself for your life.
Same thing with a wrecked building. It gets all deformed and bent out of shape and it gets kind of stuck like that.
At the end of a maximum considered earthquake, you can have a building that's a teardown. It's optimized for safety, not for continued use or anything like that.
For the city, that's a problem.
We need people back in their homes within weeks, otherwise they're going to leave.
That's Aisha Hortaksu. She's a structural engineer who was part of the team that wrote up the tall building safety strategy.
Same with a major employer that might be the occupant of a 40-story steel building in downtown. We need them to be able to reopen within weeks.
San Francisco already has 156 buildings classified as tall. By the way, a tall building is about the height of a full-grown sequoia tree, according to the study. If the big one strikes tomorrow, a lot of these 156 buildings will become unusable. The city doesn't require them to be structurally sustainable. They just have to meet the safety code. When it comes to designing buildings that won't collapse, it's all about redistributing the forces that travel through them during an earthquake. A common practice is to use shear walls and cross braces. Imagine two walls connected by a pair of diagonal beams that create an X. That X reinforces the strength of the two walls by sharing the load of an earthquake. It's great for safety, but not so great for building sustainability.
This is where the building first gets damaged, and it's the hardest part to repair.
That's David Marr again.
And when it gets damaged and the building deforms, then you have a hard time sort of, again, realigning elevators and things like that.
Here's how Marr would design them better. He wants to add what's called post-tension cables. Basically, they're like giant rubber bands built into the cross braces. They'd put a lot less stress on the joints between the braces and the walls.
And the whole idea is that during an earthquake, the walls will flex, stretch the rubber bands will realign the building. That's one of the initial big keys, that you have to get the building realigned. That's a structural strategy for making a resilient building.
What about buildings that already exist? Well, you have to retrofit them, and that's a hard sell for building owners because it isn't exactly cheap. But Marr thinks it's just about sharing the right information.
I think where we as a design community have really fallen short is that we're not telling anybody that their buildings, you know, some of them are just crap.
They'll keep you safe in most earthquakes, sure, but then they're trashed.
We don't tell our clients that they're going to get beat up, and we don't tell them what's going to happen. And so as long as there's no earthquake, everything's cool. And then afterwards, we're going to have an earthquake, and everybody's going to be so pissed off at us.
This all comes at a time when San Francisco's skyline continues to be redrawn. At the moment, there are 14 tall buildings recently completed or still under construction. San Francisco Mayor London Breed wants the next batch of tall buildings to be better. She's begun putting some of these new sustainability designs into the building code. And she wants to create a disaster recovery task force to help the city get back to normal as quickly as possible. But don't worry, when there is an earthquake, it seems pretty clear that these towering Jenga sets won't come tumbling down. In San Francisco, I'm Michael Locke swinging for Cross Currents.
Michael reported that story as part of our summer journalism training program.